Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Packers get the win, 28-21. Keyshawn Nixon, that is how you redeem yourself. That is how it's done, Keyshawn Nixon. Man, did he have a bad game leading up to that. I thought he had the one pick in the end zone that ended up being a touchdown when he dove for it. I was like, yes, pick, interception. What? He caught a touchdown.
Well, he also blew up that screen.
He did blow up the screen.
Don't forget that.
And he hit him way before that ball got there, but because it was behind the line of scrimmage.
Doesn't matter.
Blew him up, though. It was a good play. It was a good play by Keyshawn Nixon. But there at the end, again, Caleb Williams on the run. He beat the Packers all day going on the run. And this time just didn't have enough left in that arm to get it over Keyshawn Nixon.
Yeah, and also this Packers defense, as gassed as they did look at the end, they didn't get the running game going until the second half of this game either, that Bears team. And it really looked like, for all the creativity that Ben Johnson gets credit for, it sure looked like the Bears just ran the same four plays that worked the whole day. They did the same motion with that tight end for a run up the middle to the right, a run up the middle to the backside, and then that bootleg play that they were just looking for someone coming across the entire field to make a play. I didn't think that there was anything that looked like it was so creative. There was the one shovel pass like screen play where they did the fake end around and then
they had the flip.
The little flip right there. But other than that, like, it didn't look like anything was too creative. It was just they wanted to bank on their offensive line weighing on the Packers' defensive line, and they didn't do that until it was too late in the ballgame in the second half.
On the fake, Williams looking, throwing, it is intercepted! Keyshawn Nixon and the Packers will win it!
Man, that's a beautiful thing right there. It's a beautiful thing. A lot of gold pack, gold chants. I don't know how many Bears fans were there. If they were
sure.
If they were there, they definitely weren't outdoing the Packer fans by any stretch of the imagination. They go back home as losers, which they've been most of their time rooting for the Bears. But either way, they go back home. Now, all the pressure is on Chicago 2 weeks from today. Well, actually, from yesterday because it's a Saturday night game. But 2 weeks, all the pressure is on the Bears. That is a must-win game for the Bears in 2 weeks. Packers got a very difficult matchup against the Broncos next weekend to contend with. All right, let's go. Let's open it up. We are on until 7:30. Got 1 hour here. On until 7:30. Nicolay Law, talk to text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Social media, I see people chiming in already on X and on YouTube at WI Sports Radio. We will get to those comments as well. Tommy Wirtz monitoring those. Let's go to Trail, north side of Milwaukee. You're first up here on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University. What's up, Trail?
What's going on, Sparky?
Oh, you're smiling. You're smiling because it's a happy night.
Woo, Sparky. Man, I swear I was sitting on the edge of my seat like, oh, my God.
Yep.
I'm like, no, we can't. Because I was in my – I'm going to tell you the truth. I said, if they score a touchdown, he's going to go for two.
Yep, I said the same thing.
He ain't got nothing to lose.
I agree.
He don't have nothing to lose at that point.
Correct.
I'm like, damn, and I don't know if we're going to be able to stop him or not. So, man, that was a good call. He decided to pass, and I think the Packers were ready for that bootleg. But, happily, in 2 weeks or whatever, next Saturday, or week after next, whatever – he's got it, because I believe if he gets his defense ready for that bootleg, and they play stout against the run like they were in the first half, they pretty much can shut the Bears down. Because I don't think Ben Johnson has got to a point where he really trusts Caleb to sling the football. And I thought the Packers should have been ready for some bootlegs and stuff like that anyway, because he ain't going to throw the ball too far. It's not going to be on an angle to the sideline or somebody. He ain't going to rip the ball on around a yard. So I thought we should have been. But I hope if we're ready for that, the next game, we should be fine. If we let them get away with that bootleg stuff the next game, we're going to lose that game in Chicago. Because they did play a really good game.
They did.
Here, and I was surprised. I'm like, dang, they're playing pretty good, man. Yeah.
No, they are. They're a good team. They are a good team. They've got a good coach. It's not going to be easy in 2 weeks, I'm sure, when they play them in Chicago. But the key thing here is, you know, if they were that successful running the ball in the first half, Packers were going to lose that game. Because the Packers were so gassed. Thanks for the call, Trell. I'll tell you something else. I was complaining to Tommy about this. I complained about this a couple weeks ago. Matt LaFleur, I beg of you, when the other team goes 15, 16, 17 play drives and go down and score on your defense, can we please not throw the ball three consecutive times when we come back out on the field?
Man.
Please, can we please let them get their breath little bit?
You can't say this because next week it's going to be like, why are they not throwing the football more?
I was wrong about that too.
Yeah.
I thought and I said on Wisconsin Sports Daily weekdays 2 to 5 on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, I said all week, That Lions game Thanksgiving, that's a one-off. Like, there's no way. Bears are 28th against the run. He's going to run the football, sprinkle in some passes. Love will probably throw like 20 to 25 passes, and that's what it's going to be. But I'll tell you something. Up until that last drive that the Packers had, Josh Jacobs was averaging like 3 yards a carry. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that Bears defense had them locked down for damn near the whole game running the football time.
Right, and I mean, kudos to Matt LaFleur. You have the great drive that's starting things off for Green Bay after they already just went 3-and-out against Chicago to start it off. They're moving the ball really well. Then you get the interception and the bad sack on the same first drive. And they didn't shy away from throwing the football still. They still only threw the ball 25 times today, but I would assume, I haven't looked yet, but I would assume the play differential, like between actual number of plays that they ran, it was at one point that the Bears had just had the 17-play drive, and the Packers had only had 18 plays in the second half. So I assume that it just got away from them that way. But Green Bay, I mean,
26 runs to 25 passes. That's about as 50-50 as you get.
Right.
For the Bears, 35 passes to 32 runs. And I said that during the week. If it's a 50-50 split, Packers win this game. They may win it going away. So they win, obviously. But if they would have ran the ball that well in the first half, Packers would have been in some trouble. Rennie in Chicago, you're next after the Packers get a 28-21 victory over the Chicago Bears with me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and Tommy Wirtz. What's up, Rennie?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Agreed. I hope you have more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a funny story. I was just watching with a few of my buddies. We were watching Shedeur Sanders.
Moving on. Johnny in Milwaukee, you're next. I hope you're better than the last guy. You're next on the Green Bay Football Post Game Show, powered by Lakeland University. What's up, Johnny?
Oh, yeah, that guy sucked.
I did.
I just want to say a couple few things. I'm not going to hold you too long. One, are the Packers not, if not the best team, but are they not easily the most entertaining team this year?
Oh, yeah.
Every single game.
Yes.
Every single game has been just nail-biting entertainment. It's great entertainment. That's the first thing. But secondly, Jordan Love, play great. I'll even forgive the interception. What I can't forgive, and that's what I was saying, like that right there can stop us from getting to the Super Bowl, that decision to go deep down the field to Dobbs when Jaden Reed was wide open in the middle, coming across the middle.
Yep.
Those are the things right there. And then that next thing you know, we do it out, giving them the ball. Like that. I hate that. That right there is the Jordan Love I wish would just disappear. Make the right decisions, you know, and we'll be just fine. Don't kill us. But I forget the interception. It seemed weather related. It didn't seem like a really bad pass attempt. It seemed like weather related. Just the ball became a brick.
Oh, I don't know. It looked like a really bad pass there by Jordan Love when he threw that pick.
It was underthrown at that minimum. Yeah.
But I feel like it was weather related.
Well,
you know, like,
maybe.
I don't know. But okay. And three, dare I say, I'm sorry. this team could possibly be Super Bowl bound, but I swear to you, I hate to admit it, this Chicago Bears team, they battle tested. They're not such a pushover as I thought. The Bears and it seemingly looked like the Rams are it looked like this might be the class of the NFL. I mean, of the NFC to me. Well, I was wondering what you think about
well,
that.
Well, I will say, Johnny, I was very impressed with Caleb Williams today. Until that last throw, I was. And I know he was a little bit off in the first half and they didn't have anything going from there.
No longer undefeated at Lambeau.
But he was making some crazy plays. I mean, he just doesn't get sacked.
That ball, Cole Kmet on the right sideline, running out.
Yeah, I mean, the one where he made a miss, then it was probably 20 yards up the field. I will say that, like, Caleb Williams made some plays today where it was, oh, that's why he was drafted number one overall, hey, right, the entire time. And you've seen him struggle with some accuracy issues, but when he gets into a groove, and Ben Johnson, again, it looked like he shrunk the playbook for the plays that were successful for him today. So I will say that
probably
Caleb
Williams, 19 of 35, 186, a quarterback rating of 76.6.
Yeah, and I bet you the interception tanked that. I bet you it was closer to 100 until the interception.
It wasn't. It was like in the 80s or something like that, okay, at least in the fourth quarter. It still wasn't good because his completion percentage in the first half was absolute garbage.
Right. But, like, can you admit that I think he's scarier to play against than Jared Goff after that game?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Bears, definitely a good football team. I don't think there's any questioning that. I think Ben Johnson is what makes them scary. That's what I think it is.
I didn't see anything that was like that creative.
Their running game is Ben Johnson. I'm telling you, that is Ben Johnson. And I was listening on the drive in here to McCarron and Larrivee, and they're like, it's just normal zone blocking. They're not doing anything special. They're just moving guys in front of them backwards right now. And even McCarron was scared. I shouldn't say scared. Nervous, saying, guys, this does not look good. Like, they are just getting manhandled in the line of scrimmage, the Packers defensive line. I got one coming in here on the Nicolay Law Talk and text line from the 414. Schlitz had Patrick here. What a game. All my coworkers are Bears fans. The O showed up. The D was questionable at times, and I hate the they are a tired excuse. The no-hold calls on Micah are continuing to be unreal. No matter what, I bleed green and gold. Now we analyze film and take them out to the woodshed in 2 weeks. Well, it'll come down to coaching for sure. Now, they're showing locker room right now, and LaFleur is screaming and yelling and going nuts. Take off your sweatshirt and your t-shirt, man. Show them what you got under there. Do it right back to Ben Johnson. Do it right here. Hey, I saw they took off their shirt because they thought they were cool. Well, it may be cool, but they lost today. Let's take mine off. Boop, whatever. Something. Something thrown back at them. I was on the score in Chicago yesterday with Steve Rosenblum.
I listened, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah. And Rosenblum was asking, like, hey, how about you go deal this to LaFleur? Well, LaFleur hasn't played with it at all. Like, he didn't take a shot back. He didn't acknowledge it bothered him. Nothing. Just, whatever. Who cares? We're just moving on. Didn't do anything. Here's your moment time. Right now, Matt. Here's your time to shine. Take that. Take it off. And let's see what they say afterwards. Ben Johnson. Diana Rossini, athletic piece. Johnson says, hey, I'm paraphrasing, I'm the quote from me. Hey, you know, all of these post-game locker room celebrations are out for everybody to see. The world can see it. So I view it as a competitive situation now in regards to him taking off his shirt, which means that is going to be something that's going to be staged going forward.
You know why?
From Ben Johnson, because of the fact that everybody is watching.
Well, it's because you know who he learned it from?
Dan Campbell.
The king of are the cameras rolling so I can say something?
Yeah.
That is why Ben Johnson feels that way.
Totally agree with you. Scotty Tiffany using the 262 calling in, or texting in, I should say, on the Nicolay Law Talking text line. Wow, did the defense get tired, but came through despite the lack of the many holding calls on Parsons?
We had
but this is, folks, I'm telling you, this is every week. This isn't just this week. I mean, it was blatant this week. And I'm going to say this, and I'm one that normally never complains about referees or umps. I hardly ever do it. I don't want to hear about it. But it seemed about as one-sided as you possibly could get today watching this, to the fact that Dan Orlovsky towards the end of the first half said this is one of the worst games he's seen officiated. I think this year was a horribly officiated game, something like that. Orlovsky went off on the referees as well. I mean, the Packers weren't only playing the Bears, they were playing the referees too in this game.
We had Bobby Belt on from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas.
Yes.
When we had Dallas Week a few months ago now at this point. And he had asked in his very charming Southern accent, have you guys started yelling Holden every play yet? And all of us were like, no, I don't think it's been that bad so far. He's like, oh, you'll get there. Like, it was literally just waiting for us. And we're there. Like, it's ridiculous. I mean, they literally showed an instant replay for something that happened for the Bears as Micah Parsons was being hugged
yes.
by Darnell Wright. So yep. I don't understand why he doesn't get any.
It's no different than Giannis. It's no different than Giannis,
yeah.
which is, hey, man, if I threw a flag every time he got held, I'd be throwing a flag every damn play.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that. Same thing if I blow a whistle. Every time Giannis gets hacked, we're going to be stopping the play every time. Like, I can't call it all. And that's what they've decided in the NFL against Micah Parsons. Because otherwise, the dude might have 40 or 50 sacks in a year if they actually called it every time he got held because he's too quick.
He did make a big enough impact in this game, even without a sack.
You could
see him. And the sack by Inekbari was Micah Parsons adjacent. It was pick your poison who you want to get sacked by right now, Micah Parsons or Kingsley Inekbari.
No doubt about it. Packers get the win 28-21. Let's talk. Lots of stuff coming in over there on the dugout chat on YouTube. And actually, we stream this bad boy live at WI Sports Radio. What do you got, Tommy?
First one. We'll start with Tim here. 4-0 in the division. That feels great. We have another guy here. Universal. The refs kept the Bears in that game.
Sure did.
Agreeing with you. I'm assuming that this one is looking for Brandon Snide here to be freaking out during this.
Where is Brandon?
Yeah, right. I would assume that they were looking for Brandon
in
Snide. Maybe
basement.
Yeah, looking for us to like talk. Like I think you just want to see his reaction to the night. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, boys. A lot of that. Jeff, can't wait to hear the clip of Rami singing "The Bears Still Suck" tomorrow. That was a good one. It was a great game. Everyone's really excited for it. Even some coming in here from Twitter. Lo, what a great game. Go Pack, go.
Yeah, that is going to be fun. On that 9 to noon show with John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf tomorrow, it'll be fun to see how much Kuhn gets up into Rami because you know Brandon's going to be all fired up.
Yeah.
You know he is going to be ready to go when it comes to that, for sure.
But I think this game, like, leaving as a, if you are rooting for the Bears, like, the Bears look like they can play, that 100%. This is not the same Bears team that has been around and owned by the Green Bay Packers for the last 15 years or so. Like, this team, they're going to cause some problems, and they have something there. For sure.
Bears lose today to the Green Bay Packers. How about it, Packer fans? 28-21 Packers victory. Now they get ready for Denver next week. Don't forget, a Green and Gold Monday tomorrow, 6 to 9 a.m. with Inside Wisconsin Sports with Trevor Thomas and Josh Albrecht. Then it's 9 to noon with John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf. Mason Crosby, he'll be fired up tomorrow from noon until 2 with Mitch Thunder-Nellis and our guy Tommy Wirtz, other side of the glass. And then I'll bring up the rear from 2 to 5 with Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, and then Tommy will recap the whole day from 5 to 6 right here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, you can always go.
Courtesy of Fox, Packers get the win 28-21. This just wasn't about the offense. I know the defense got tired, but there were big plays made by guys all night. It wasn't the same guy, right? I know we were mad at Keyshawn Nixon for different things. But that like swipe or tap with a head personal foul penalty that he had, dude went at his neck, first of all. Second of all, I know you're not supposed to respond. But if you're going to hit the dude, hit the dude. I mean, like, that wasn't enough to get 15 yards.
Look, as someone who is in favor of personal fouls whenever you want to have one, but I'm going to say this. Like, punching someone who's wearing a helmet or swinging and slapping someone.
But you're not thinking about that
like
when you're in the moment.
Is, like, one of the most, like, oh, I got him. Yeah, I got, like, it does not hurt ever. It never hurts. I don't care who's hitting you upside the head. It's just not going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt, or not going to hurt them more than it's going to hurt you.
But you're not thinking about that when you go to take the swing. You're just mad and want to smack
you. You're not thinking at all. That's why you got right. The personal foul.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm just saying, like, for the most part.
It would have been, I mean, with two penalties on Keyshawn Nixon, that's a 63-yard field goal.
Yes.
Which, you know, that's maybe. Cairo Santos probably doesn't hit that in this weather, right?
Yep.
So that was a brutal part. But again, the Green Bay Packers, how about that last drive of the first half? Like that was the difference in this game. They didn't pull up. They didn't try to go for a field goal. A lot of people, even our guy Ryan Wood, was kind of critical on Twitter, saying, like, don't understand the not using a timeout situation or whatever it was. And
yep.
Sure enough, they had a plan.
Yeah, they did have a plan. Imagine that. Matt LaFleur had a plan. I know y'all don't like Matt LaFleur, but sometimes he knows what he's doing, believe it or not. Packers get the win 28-21. Take a quick timeout. Come back on the other side. Got a bunch of people up there on the YouTube chat. Plenty of room for you on the phones. You want to jump aboard here. It is the Nicolay Law Talking text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Packers with a victory as we broadcast live from Wisconsin Sports Radio Network Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. Other side of the glass is our man, the big old hunk of love, Tommy Wirtz. And you, next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Show them what time it is.
The game is over. What went right and what went wrong? It's time for the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, brought to you by Lakeland University. Experience it your way. Visit lakeland.edu. Let's get to your hosts of the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Tommy Wirtz, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Let's get to it. The Packers get the win 28-21 over the Chicago Bears. Ah, buddy, it's nice. We're broadcasting live from Wisconsin Sports Radio Network Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Thanks again to everybody involved in the 19th annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. A huge success. We filled the semi like we wanted, and we had a couple extra boxes to go on top of that. So a huge success, did really well money-wise too. So thanks to everybody for donating and being a part of the 19th annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robinson. I did over $10,000 in money, which nice. Was very, very cool.
I don't think we got that number last year,
no,
at least.
Way better than last year. So thanks to everybody involved there. We'll be dropping off the toys tomorrow morning, and looking forward to doing that. Let's go to the Nicolay Law Talk and text line. If you want to hop aboard, let's go. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Steve in Menominee Falls, you're next after the Packers win 28-21. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Great. How you guys doing?
Good.
Very good.
Good. Yeah, great win. Chicago's a pretty good team. We can establish that. They're a pretty good football team. Ben Johnson knows what he's doing. So, got to give them some kudos. They're actually not bad. I will say this, though. From Matt LaFleur's standpoint, looking at that defensive line, the biggest thing that LaFleur can do, in my opinion, because you're not going to get a guy out of the sky that's going to be on your front to replace Wyatt, okay?
Right.
Here's what you got to do. Find a way, especially in the third quarter, come out of halftime, right? Find a way to mitigate that defense by being able to run the ball effectively. Keep that offense on the field as long as you can to kill some clock in that third quarter. That's going to be very imperative going forward in these last few games, last 4 weeks into the playoffs. Just finding a way to really establish that run. Find a way to get the dump off pass secure in those third quarters, because when you come out of the halftime, 14-3, you really can step on that throat by just completing that, not having that three and out on that first drive, right?
Yeah.
Find a way to just get a couple yards. Here's what I'll say to my dad the whole game. You know what? First down, get your 4-6. Get your 3-5.
Right.
Second and five. That's how you exactly take care of that ball, keep that ball moving in a positive direction. It's like a racehorse, guys. Josh Jacobs is like a racehorse. You lather him up. You give him 3-4, he's going to pop off for 7-8. Another 2-3, he'll do again 5-6. That's exactly how that offense needs to approach in those third quarters, especially to really kill that clock, because Chicago did a great job of dominating that first 12 minutes. I mean, they really did. And because you know what? They had the same formula. They have Menungai and then Swift running the ball real well. Got to give the Chicago's offensive line credit. That's their star group of that team.
Well, their interior, their guards and their center really is a star group of the 100%. Offensive line. Thanks for the call, Steve. I appreciate it. Going off of Josh Jacobs, Doug with a text. Hey, guys, to me, the play of the game is the 3rd and 1 when Jacobs somehow breaks through 4 Bears and gets a gain of like 20 yards on that pitch play.
The 19
is the Bears and Rams win. We'll see how it all shakes out. Bears came in today, the number 1 seed. 3rd and 1, Green Bay. Get to the outside, Jacobs. Can he get there? Smith.
What a special run. 30, make it 21 yards.
How did he do that?
Magic, Tom Brady, magic. Highlight courtesy of Fox on that call. A great play by Josh Jacobs. And Josh Jacobs does not have a lot of 20-yard runs this season that he can notch up on his side.
No, and it was a great play that showed he has been, even though the numbers aren't necessarily translating it, these last 2 weeks of Josh Jacobs are much more effective for this Green Bay Packer offense than the first 12 weeks of the season that we saw. I mean, since the Emmanuel Wilson game, the Packers' run game has kept them on track, and beforehand it kind of looked like, well, we got to figure it out at some point during this, and they just continued to force it. Josh Jacobs, I thought when he was in the game, he looked effective. Emmanuel Wilson, other than falling down in his walk-in touchdown he could have had at the end of the game, like the first play I had in my notes here is first play for Emmanuel Wilson, and all he does is just bash into someone's face. Like, I love how this guy runs. I still think that even if Josh Jacobs is feeling himself, you keep riding it, but don't forget about Manny Wilson.
I got to be fair, though. I want to read this, and then I've got to be fair to you, because I don't want this show to end without me being fair about something. Justin from Port on the Nicolay Law Talking text line says, well, that game shaved some time off my life expectancy. Go Pack, go. You're not the only one. I think it shaved life expectancy off of most of us. That was about as nip and tuck as you could possibly get throughout this game. But I got to give some love to Tommy, because this dude showed up and showed out.
On the fake, it's low. Bouncing around. Swings on his head. And it's caught. Oh, that was a beauty. It's Gene and Reed, who's already made a big impact in his return, and that's good for a first down.
Gene Reed coming back. And I'll be honest, I thought Jaden Reed might get 5, 6, 7 snaps. Like, not big deal. But they used Jaden Reed. He didn't play, like, all the downs. But he had a bigger impact than Romeo Dobson in this game. I literally, at halftime, texted Ryan Wood and said, hey, what's going on with Dobbs? Is he out there? Question mark. Because before I did that, I went on Twitter or X and went, Dobbs, just to see if I miss him being hurt. He's like, no, he's out there. They just ain't using him all that much, it doesn't appear.
No, and Jaden Reed is just another guy that they trust to get into some open space and create, make a man miss if they want to. When you lose that with Tucker Kraft, and you've seen how they've already evolved and caught Christian Watson all the way the full up into this Packers offense, to have a guy like Jaden Reed to take something away so that you don't have to only rely on one weapon on the offense. He looked really good today, and the Packers have been very lucky with both of those guys returning from pretty big injuries and looking like they don't miss a step on day one when they come back.
Who had this dude here having more touchdowns than the Packers' first-round pick at this point of the season?
Matthew Golden checks in at wide receiver. He's missed the last 3 games. A speedy rookie. Love loading up.
An absolute mix-up in coverage. It's zone. And here's Melton in the slot. It's a kind of a variation of cover two, but there's nobody on the back half of the field. And that's where Melton gets to. Love feels it. Enough time in the pocket with the pressure for Love to sit on his back foot and drop a dime right before half.
Well, it almost wasn't a dime. I mean, that was...
Oh, it was a dime.
Man, that was close to that DB getting to that ball. Hey. He had to wait for that ball to come down, if we're being honest. Melton did.
And any throw that you call a dime can also not be a dime if you don't catch the ball.
So you call it a nickel? What do you call it?
Penny. They're out of style now, right? They're not doing them anymore.
Quick. See?
Nice.
I know you tuned in for this comedy and this humor that we provide here on this show. For sure. There's no question about it. Here's another player that I don't know how many of the other post-game shows will be talking about, but Tommy Wirtz brought it up of, dude, is he better than Rashawn Gary?
There's Parsons. A tough matchup on the inside part of that defense.
Breaks through. He's in trouble. Smash! Through.
is just such an elite pass defense for a lot of reasons. You got Parsons standing up in the middle of the defense, so all the attention goes to him. And then Enoch Barre, they lose track of him. And it's kind of like Parsons, yes, but defensive line by committee. Look at the effort by Parsons, forcing Williams to step up into an absolute collision.
Enoch Barre with a big hit there, but Enoch Barre was all over the field again this week. Enoch Barre was all over the field on Thanksgiving against the Lions. He simply is making plays each and every week here lately there, Tommy.
Well, and especially when it was Rashawn Gary reaping the benefits of Micah Parsons for the first half of the season, where everyone was wondering, oh, is this going to be something that we can get used to now? Rashawn Gary being the solid number two, and I don't necessarily believe that Enoch Barre is better than Rashawn Gary, but man, he sure seems impactful every time he's out there on the field, and that was a beautiful play. He also, was it last year? Did he force a fumble in the Bears game last year? Am I making that up?
I think you might be right
about
that.
Do you remember
that? Yeah.
When he just smacked Caleb Williams or something last? I mean, he gets up for the big game here for sure. I went and looked at his numbers right now, and absolutely not better than Rashawn Gary's season this year, but it feels like...
Well, he was hurt, though.
It's... That he has the loudest two sacks I've ever seen.
Yes, but he was hurt, remember. So that's part of the reason, remember.
I love what I'm seeing out of him. I do. And Rashawn Gary is back to mediocrity.
How many games does Enoch Barre have?
Looking at his game log right now, I got him in like every game this
really?
Year, pretty much.
Wasn't he out?
No, he's played 13 games.
Who am
this
I
year.
Thinking of? I'm thinking of Cox. Right? Brandon Cox. That's who was hurt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Forgot all about him. Sorry about that.
Let's go inside the box score. It's the Green Bay Football Postgame Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
All right, let's go inside the box score. Packers get the win 28-21. And lots to be happy with, I think, if you're a Packer fan here. And I'll be honest with you, even if you're a Bears fan, I know they don't want to hear a guy talking about the Packers saying it's a moral victory for the Bears, but I mean, kind of. I mean, considering how bad that Bears offense looked in the first half to how much better it looked in the second half, I think there's something to build off if you're Bears Nation. And if you're the Packer fans, you feel very happy that all the pressure lies on the Bears going back to Chicago in 2 weeks to go inside the box score here. Jordan Love, 17-25, 234, three touchdowns, a pick. Quarterback rating of 120.7. Josh Jacobs, 20 for 86 yards, 4.3 yard average, and one touchdown. Jaden Reed, 2 for 22. It's nice to have the Jets sweep. It's been a minute.
Hey.
It's been a minute.
Jaden Reed runs this offense take is not dead anymore. It was dead 2 weeks ago. It's back.
It definitely changes it.
He's not better than Christian Watson. Christian Watson, I feel like we haven't given him enough love today already here, too. But wait till you get down his numbers, because he's a freak right now.
Emmanuel Wilson, 3 for 10. Jordan Love, 1 for negative 1. Christian Watson, 4 for 89. Two touchdowns on the day. And I have my favorite touchdown. And again, Bears, everybody comes up to the line of scrimmage. And the Packers run the perfect play.
Here they line everybody at the line for one. Love on a play fake. Quick throw. Watson with the speed. Uh-oh! Christian Watson in a foot race. And he's going to win it. Touchdown, Green Bay.
Now, I will give credit to Dennis Allen of the Bears on this. They haven't shown that quick slant much at all this year. They really haven't. I mean, they have not thrown that quick slant, what, 5-6 times maybe all year?
Yeah, especially
for the most
not
part.
To the slot.
No,
like what they did
that's
there.
Not mm-mm. Something the Packers offense has shown for most of the year.
That's what they do with Dobbs on the red zone, like when they're on the gold line. It's a
correct.
Similar play to that.
Right. But to run it with Watson there, that was a big, big play for the Green Bay Packers. Second touchdown of the day for my Christian Watson highlight courtesy of Fox. Bo Melton, one catch, 45 yards, and of course that touchdown highlight we played earlier. Jaden Reed, 4 for 31. Musgrave, 2 for 22. Should have been a third one. Josh Wiley, 1 for 21. Fitzpatrick, 2 for 14. Look at that. I mean, if you look at that, that's four target-wise. They had 7 targets to the tight ends today.
For how many yards?
That's pretty good. Let's see, for 53, 57 yards.
Okay, it's not Tucker Kraft, but you got to try to be Tucker Kraft
by committee.
Seven
targets to the tight end. That's more than I thought they'd have.
Did you see that? That second Luke Musgrave catch was just so a Tucker Kraft play. It was like that little cut down and then try to get something under. It was like, man, I miss it when the other tight end used to do that.
No, it's got to be vertical, 23 yards downfield, and let him go get
his,
it.
I thought he caught it. I really
thought he caught it, too.
It was... I don't know. And then I thought we had the interception for Green Bay, too,
when
it was
like
the
I
Evan
said,
Williams one.
You were playing against the referees, not only the Chicago Bears, which really sucks, especially when you're at home. Like, if you're in Chicago and that's happening, you're like, okay, fine, it is what it is. I got people texting me during the game, are these referees from Chicago? Google it, Sparky. See if these guys are from Chicago. I never Googled to see where the referees were from in this game.
This Christian Watson run is getting... It's getting pretty close to 2022 end of the season, Christian Watson. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, like it's he's just open. And it looks like he's more physical than he's ever been, too, as a wide receiver. They always talked about how great he was as a blocker, but he never really used that physicality to be the 50-50 ball type guy. Now, I'm excited every time Jordan Love's throwing the ball down the field, mostly because it feels like it's going to be Christian Watson, but... He has faith and trust in his guys downfield now, which is something they did not have until Christian Watson got back on this team.
All right, let's hear a little bit from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur after a 28-21 victory for the Packers.
Ball game, got to give the Bears a ton of credit. We knew it was going to be a tough challenge, and it was exactly that. It took a full 60 minutes, and we're fortunate that we made a play when we needed to at the end of the game. But, you know, it was a back-and-forth battle, particularly in that second half.
Matt, I'm sure you don't want to get fined, but what does Micah Parsons have to do to draw a holding penalty?
I guess I don't know. I don't know. I thought there was one that certainly was questionable, to say the least, but apparently the officials disagree. So it is what it is, and we just got to continue to strain and fight and try to get to the quarterback.
What kind of answer did you get on that when you were pointing to the scoreboard and talking to the ref there at that timeout?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into what we were talking about. I just, you know, officials, I don't think that their jobs are easy by any stretch. I think it is a difficult job, but, you know, I guess I don't know what holding is anymore because I thought that was pretty clear and obvious hold, but I guess I don't know what that means.
You'll understand what it means. You get fined for that comment. He's right, though.
What do you tell the guys about this one? And then, you know, what's to come.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Like, you just got to move on to the next game.
Oh, stop.
We got a great great test in front of us going to Denver. I'm not sure if they won today or not, but they did. All right. So, I mean, what are they, 11-2 now?
Stop for a second. See, again, this is what I mean. Like, if you're ever going to get this back to being a rivalry, did you hear what they said on the broadcast? When McCaskey interviewed Ben Johnson... He pretty much said, listen, you better beat the damn Packers. It was pretty much in the interview, he emphasized how important it was to him and his family that they beat Green Bay. I promise you, Mark Murphy didn't even bring it up to Matt LaFleur when he interviewed Matt LaFleur. Bet you it never even came up as a topic. They're over there just salivating at beating you. He takes a shot at you before the season. Oh, it was really special to beat him. When they ask you about how big of a game this is, you should have just smiled and said, it's always special to beat Ben Johnson, and left it at that, and then went ahead and did your coach jargon talk about the Denver Broncos next week. Take your shots. He didn't take his shirt off. I didn't see that, so that didn't happen either. He could have done that and made me Ben Johnson. Get into it, Matt. Golly, I want this to be a rivalry. I really, really do, and we just cannot get him to engage. Engage, Matt LaFleur.
Or whatever it is. So we got a great... challenge in front of us, and I don't think you can focus on anything other than that. Obviously, we're gonna get together. We're gonna watch the game tomorrow this past game tomorrow, and there's a lot of stuff obviously to clean up. You know, I was disappointed. I thought like there was an opportunity in the second half to kind of pull away, knowing that we were getting the ball, and to go three and out to start the second half was not great. And then they turned around, they went. They had a long drive and scored a touchdown, so it put them right back in the football game.
Matt, I know you're not surprised, but what does it say about Keyshawn that he goes through the stuff with the penalties in the first half and then he makes the
Yeah, ball? And I thought one of those was like, I thought he got grabbed, and I thought that was a penalty, but again, I'm not an official.
You're going to get fined for it, regardless if you're an official or not, Matt LaFleur. Yes, I was sitting here screaming at the end of that game when the one Micah Parsons hold. I mean, it was clear as day. And when they showed the completion from Caleb Williams, they never showed Micah getting held on that play. They showed three different angles of the catch, the throw, the whole deal. But because he rolled to his right, because Micah was getting held on the other side, they never replayed it. Yeah, referees, whatever. Packers get the win 28-21. It's a beautiful thing. 28-21. Over the Chicago Bears. All the pressure now on the Bears to get this win in Chicago in a couple of weeks on that Saturday night game in Chicago. That thing is going to be cold on the lake down there. Guarantee you the wind's going to be blowing. It's going to be nasty. Maybe we'll get some snow in a couple of weeks, Tommy. It'd be nice. Oh, I'm sorry. I had your mic off.
What were
you saying?
I said you didn't have my mic. Yeah, it's going to be cold. Yeah, it's always cold. You know, it's the Midwest in December. Like, this is the game. This is football weather, right?
Yes.
I mean, and you keep asking for Matt LaFleur to
do something.
He's just not as bitter as you. He doesn't.
It's not about being bitter, man. It's about being engaged to what they're saying.
Matt LaFleur is a football coach because he likes football, not because he likes the camera. All right, Sparky? That's why Matt LaFleur coaches football games. Ben Johnson does it for the clicks.
See? God had me have his mic off for a reason. And then I got suckered into turning it on. That's what happened. Should have just listened. 28-21, Packers with the victory over the Bears coming up next. We'll hear from Packers quarterback Jordan Love, Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University, live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky and Tommy here. Welcome back. The Green Bay Packers get the win because of this dude right here.
On the fake. Williams looking, throwing, it is intercepted! Keyshawn Nixon and the Packers will win it!
There might have been screaming and yelling happening in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios with Tommy Wirtz and myself. There may have been cussing and swearing as well while screaming in celebration of that interception. The Packers win 28-21. We are broadcasting live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. It is indeed the Green Bay Football Postgame Show powered by Lakeland University. Sparky here. Tommy Wirtz, other side of the glass. Don't forget tomorrow morning Inside Wisconsin Sports with Trevor Thomas and Josh Albrecht from 6 until 9. 9 to noon, it's John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf. And then noon to 2, it's the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Leonard-Nellis presented by Verizon. Make sure to check time in for that. And then from 2 to 5, it's Wisconsin Sports Daily served up by Wendy's with yours truly. 5 to 6, Tommy Wirtz back on the air with the Wisconsin Sports Wrap-Up Show. Full day talking Packers victory over the Bears on a green and gold Monday. Tommy Wirtz, you got a couple clips from Jordan Love tonight.
Yeah, Jordan Love opening up his press conference with his reaction to beating the Bears team tonight.
It's huge. It's a very big win. Obviously, just to where we're at in the NFC North and the division that we have. And, you know, I think we got some really good teams in this division. And obviously, the Bears were on top. So we knew what it was coming into it. And it's a huge win. And obviously, you know, we'll be seeing these guys again here in a couple weeks.
Couple weeks away, Jordan Love then asked a follow-up on being in first place in the NFC North.
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, you know, we still got a couple weeks left here, but it's all about finishing there. You know what I mean? We're here. We've been here before, but we've got to finish it. So it doesn't really mean anything right now. But like I said, you know, tonight was a huge win and going in the right direction going forward. But like I said, we still got a couple more weeks left here, so we just got to keep stacking.
Keep stacking them. Denver's tough. Chicago, still got Baltimore, got the Vikings. You've won 4 in a row. 4 in a row, baby. You are rolling is what you're doing. And the Packers get the win 28-21. Thanks for listening tonight. Really do appreciate it. Again, 6A to 6B on Wisconsin Sports Radio Network tomorrow. Have a good night, Wisconsin. Toodles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.